artificial limits to what we can achieve and who we can become. If we tackle something with all E and then hit a ceiling of achievement, we simply bounce up against it, over and over and over. This continues until we just can't take the disappointment anymore, become resigned to this being the only outcome we can ever have, and eventually seek out greener pastures elsewhere. When we think we've maxed out our potential in a situation, starting over is how we think we'll get ahead. The problem is, this becomes a vicious cycle of taking on the next new thing with renewed enthusiasm, energy, natural ability, and effort, until another ceiling is hit and disappointment and resignation set in once again. And then it's on to the next greener pasture. Bring P to the same ceiling and things look different. The purposeful approach says, I'm still committed to growing, so what are my options? You then use the focusing question to narrow those choices down to the next thing you should do. It could be to follow a new model, get a new system, or both. But be prepared. Implementing these may require new thinking, new skills, and even new relationships. Probably none of this will feel natural at first. That's okay. Being purposeful is often about doing what comes unnaturally. But when you're committed to achieving extraordinary results, you simply do whatever it takes anyway. When you've done the best you can do, but are certain the results aren't the best they can be, get out of E and into P. Look for the better models and systems, the ways that can take you farther. Then adopt new thinking, new skills, and new relationships to help you put them into action. Become purposeful during your time block and unlock your potential.
Commitment 3. Live the accountability cycle.
There is an undeniable connection between what you do and what you get. Actions determine outcomes, and outcomes inform actions. Be accountable, and this feedback loop is how you discover the things you must do to achieve extraordinary results. That's why your final commitment is to live the accountability cycle of results. Taking complete ownership of your outcomes by holding no one but yourself responsible for them is the most powerful thing you can do to drive your success. As such, accountability is most likely the most important of the three commitments. Without it, your journey down the path of mastery will be cut short the moment you encounter a challenge. Without it, you won't figure out how to break through the ceilings of achievement you'll hit along the way. Accountable people absorb setbacks and keep going. Accountable people persevere through problems and keep pushing forward. Accountable people are results-oriented and never defend actions, skill levels, models, systems, or relationships that just aren't getting the job done. They bring their best to whatever it takes without reservation. Accountable people achieve results others only dream of. When life happens, you can be either the author of your life or the victim of it. Those are your only two choices, accountable or unaccountable. This may sound harsh, but it's true. Every day we choose one approach or the other, and the consequences follow us forever. Online Figure 32 visually represents how each type of person, accountable and unaccountable, approaches life. To illustrate the difference, consider the tale of two managers of two competing businesses who both experience a sudden shift in the market. One month there is a continuous line of customers stretching out the door. The next, no one shows up. How each manager responds makes all the difference. The accountable manager immediately tunes in and asks, "What's happening here?" She investigates exactly what she's up against. The other manager refuses to acknowledge what's happening and convinces himself that it's a blip, a glitch, an anomaly. He shrugs it off as simply a bad month. Meanwhile, the accountable manager, having discovered how a competitor is grabbing market share, bites the bullet and says, "So this is the way it is," and takes ownership of the problem. She thinks, "If it's to be, it's up to me." Being willing to address reality head-on gives her a huge edge. It puts her in a position to start thinking about what she can do differently. The other manager keeps fighting reality. He comes up with an alternative view, placing responsibility elsewhere. "That's not how I see it," he counters. "If people in the company would just do their jobs, we wouldn't have problems like this." The accountable manager looks for solutions. More important, she assumes she's a part of the solution, asking, "What can I do?" The moment she finds the right tactic, she acts. "Circumstances won't change by themselves," she thinks. "So let's get on with it." The other manager, having blamed everyone else, now excuses himself altogether. "It's not my job," he declares, and settles in to hoping things change for the better. Told in this way, the difference is pretty stark, isn't it? One is actively trying to author her destiny. The other is simply along for the ride. One is being accountable. The other is being a victim. One will change the outcome. One won't. Granted, victim is a tough word. Please know that I'm describing the attitude, not the person. Though if kept up long enough, these could become one and the same. No one is a born victim. It's simply an attitude or an approach. But if allowed to persist, the cycle becomes a habit. The opposite is also true. Anyone can be accountable at any time, and the more you choose the cycle of accountability, the more likely it is to become your automatic answer to any adversity. Highly successful people are clear about their role in the events of their life. They don't fear reality. They seek it, acknowledge it, and own it. They know this is the only way to uncover new solutions, apply them, and experience a different reality, so they take responsibility and run with it. They see outcomes as information they can use to frame better actions to get better outcomes. It's a cycle they understand and use to achieve extraordinary results. One of the fastest ways to bring accountability to your life is to find an accountability partner. Accountability can come from a mentor, a peer, or in its highest form, a coach. Whatever the case, it's critical that you acquire an accountability relationship and give your partner license to lay out the honest truth. An accountability partner isn't a cheerleader, although he can lift you up. An accountability partner provides frank, objective feedback on your performance, creates an ongoing expectation for productive progress, and can provide critical brainstorming or even expertise when needed. As for me, a coach or a mentor is the best choice for an accountability partner. Although a peer or a friend can absolutely help you see things you may not see, ongoing accountability is best provided by someone to whom you agree to be truly accountable. When that's the nature of the relationship, the best results occur. Earlier, I discussed Dr. Gail Matthews' research that individuals with written goals were 39.5% more likely to succeed. But there's more to the story. Individuals who wrote their goals and sent progress reports to friends were 76.7% more likely to achieve them. As effective as writing down your goals can be, simply sharing your progress toward your goals with someone regularly, even just a friend, makes you almost twice as effective. Accountability works. Erickson's research on expert performance confirms the same relationship between elite performance and coaching. He observed that the single most important difference between these amateurs and the three groups of elite performers is that the future elite performers seek out teachers and coaches and engage in supervised training, whereas the amateurs rarely engage in similar types of practice. An accountability partner will positively impact your productivity. They'll keep you honest and on track. Just knowing they are waiting for your next progress report can spur you to better results. Ideally, a coach can coach you on how to maximize your performance over time. This is how the very best become the very best. Coaching will help you with all three commitments to your one thing. On the path to mastery, on the journey from E to P, and in living the accountability cycle, a coach is invaluable. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find elite achievers who don't have coaches helping them in key areas of their life. It's never too soon or too late to get a coach. Commit to achieving extraordinary results and you'll find a coach gives you the best chance possible.